Now, if you've got a scooter or a motorbike, Queensland needs your help. There's a fantastic initiative that you can be part of this August, raising funds for an incredible cause. It's called Scooterville. It's a 2,500-kilometre trip from Chermside to Townsville, fundraising for homeless veterans and legacy. And they want you to join them on the ride this August to get the funds ticking over. Here to tell us more is Trevor Benaworth, the Secretary and Treasurer of the Rad School Association, which is a charity stemming from the Air Force. Trevor, g'day.
Peter, how are you?
Good, mate. Tell us about Scooterville.
It started about 2 or 3 years ago. We decided we'd get together and get a bunch of little motor scooters, those little 110cc scooters, and we'd ride from here to Townsville and raise a bunch of money for legacy.
All right, so how'd it begin?
Well, mate, it began back in 2014. It was called Scooter Bore in those days, where a bunch of guys rode across the Nullarbor on 50cc's, and we thought, well, that's a hell of a good idea, so we'll do it in Queensland.
Yeah.
But then of course, COVID and a few other things took over, and we couldn't get it away until 2022. But now it's an every-year event from here on. It's here. We're doing New South Wales as well this year. And next year it'll be Queensland, New South and Victoria.
All right. So how many people are you expecting, Trev? How many get involved?
Well, we have up to 40, mate. It all depends on... the council's all up the line put us up in their showgrounds. We sort of camp in their pavilions, and we're limited to a maximum of 40 people.
Okay.
So that's what we work on.
How long does it take?
Mate, this one's going to take 18 days.
Yeah.
We leave Chermside and we go to Warwick overnight, and then out to Goondiwindi, and then back to Toowoomba, and then Caloundra, and then Gander, and Gladstone, and just sort of work our way up. Some places 2 nights, some places 1 night.
Yeah.
And have a lot of fun on the way.
I could imagine you'd have a great deal of fun. How important, I mean, the fundraising aspect, how important are the funds? What exactly do they go to?
Mate, that's the important part of it. We split it 50-50 now between Legacy, which look after the families of either fallen or injured people, you know, as part of their service. And the other 50% goes to the Air Force Association that look after homeless vets.
Yep.
And there's too many of them around Australia. So we're just trying to raise, our aim is to raise 100,000 this year, and hopefully we can.
And you mentioned, you know, the homeless situation. How does it affect our veterans? Are they obviously impacted?
Yeah, they are, mate. I've met a few of them, and some of them are in a real bad way. And
yeah.
It's a shame, really. That's what happens. You know, all the guys, the men and women on the ride, most of them are ADF, ex-ADF. And, you know, we know what it's like, so we try and help as much as we can.
Yeah. And just more broadly, Trev, the Rad School Association, tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, that's been going since 1999. It was formed, it's a registered charity, and it was formed to represent the men and women that were trained by the Air Force to either, you know, look after all the radio equipment or operate the radio equipment.
Yeah. And how'd you get involved?
I was the Secretary Treasurer. A mate and I started it one day. We thought that let's get a few blokes together and have a drink at a pub, and off it went from there. So we got about, I think, just under 2,000 members.
Yeah, and what sort of difference is it making?
A lot of difference, mate. It's, you know, we go to reunions. We get people together. We funnel people towards the right government department. You know, a lot of people need help, and unfortunately, a lot of them, they're not getting it.
Yeah.
They don't know where to go. You know, when you're down, you really need a few people to give you a hand.
Yeah.
That's what we try and do.
Well, it's a great initiative, Trev, and this sounds like a wonderful ride and great initiative, and, you know, we really appreciate you coming on board today. Thank you so much.
And mate, if anyone wants any further info, we've got a website, which is,
yeah, what is it?
Rad School, which is RADSCHOOL, radschool.org.au, and they'll get all the info there they want.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Trev. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
There is Trevor Benaworth. He's the Secretary and Treasurer of the Rad School Association, which they do a magnificent job. And that particular trek from Chermside up to Townsville taking place in August. Now, it's Friday.